if you will, Psalms 27, and I hope you ain't tired of it. I know we've been here about three or four sermons, but I just can't turn loose of it. And it ain't turned loose of me. I have tried to go another direction, and I got five or six other messages ready to dive into, but just after praying, just felt led of the Lord to go ahead and get right back in where we were at and try to plow a little further, go a little deeper. Psalm 27. If I begin to bore you, just raise your hand and I'll ignore you. While I'm boring you, I'll ignore you. But no, I'm kidding. God's word, it should never be a bore to us. It's truth. It's the truth. But as you know, we have been preaching on this subject, hope in the day of trouble. Hope in the day of trouble. But the 27th Psalm, the Bible said, a psalm of David, the Lord is my light, my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came up upon me, upon my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me. And answer me. When thou saidst, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Though thou hast been mine help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path. Because of mine enemies, deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And boy, that's just a precious, precious, powerful portion of God's word. How many of you have in a hard time in your life, maybe a troublesome time, a difficult time, a time that you were facing an unprecedented battle, didn't know whether you was going to make it or not, and you turned to the Word of God. Ain't it amazing how when life is good, and the sky's blue and there's no storm clouds seeming to gather, and the bills are paid and got a clean bill of health, and your family's all acting like they got sense, and Your marriage is good. I mean, just fill in the blank. Everything is good. Ain't it amazing how quickly we drift from the Word of God and our need for it? But when trouble comes in the day of trouble, it's just like a magnet. And God knew that. When trouble comes, we unlike those other times of ease and those other times of serenity, when trouble comes, when the day of trouble arises, we are, if you're saved, you are drawn to the Word of God, searching for help, searching for hope, searching for God to speak something to you to give you hope that you can make it through this time. Boy, I could go on for the rest of the time we have tonight and probably straight on through till Sunday and just give you time after time after time after time in my life when the blue skies turn black and the rains begin to descend and the lightning begin to crack and felt like my whole world had been turned upside down and the bottom had fallen out and trouble was just gathered around me in every direction I turned. And it was then and only then I ran to the Word of God, because you know why? God said, I hold my Word above my own name. The Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. You can't separate His Word from Him. And so when you're looking for hope and you're looking for help when you're in trouble, there's no better place to run than to the Word of God. Amen? And I could tell you about times when I would run to the Word of God and I would open it up and I would read, and it wouldn't be no time at all. When times are good, you'll open your Bible up and read, and it'll just be black letters on white pages. And I mean, I ain't gonna lie to you and tell you, every time I open my Bible, Miss Kathy, that boy, they just, them little black letters just jump up to attention, salute, and march off that page right into my heart. It don't always happen like that. Sometimes it's the Word of God, Brother Ned. But sometimes reading that book is just like reading a newspaper. And I ain't trying to be sacrilegious, but I'm trying to be honest. Every time you open that book, ain't the same as at other times. But how many of you could identify with me and say, when trouble come and you went to the Word of God, God give you a word. God led you to a place in His Word, and God began expounding and exposing and illuminating portions of His Word like it was written just for you. Because you know what? It was written just for you.
Amen.
I've got Bibles stacked up all over my house that I've read more out down through the years and studied and read. I'll go to them, and I mentioned something about this. I got one of my old preaching Bibles and preached out of it for a month or two here recently, and boy, it was so precious. I'd go back and I'd see underline marks, and I'd see smudges and smears where my tears had dripped off my face when trouble had come so harshly, and I'd get in the Word of God, and I would go back in that Bible, Brother Dennis, and I'd see them places, and it was like, I mean, running back down memory lane, God would take me back to that place, and God would take me back to that time when my world was crumbling and falling apart, and He would remind me right out of that specific book, that Bible, that B-I-B-L-E. Oh, yes, that's the book for me. That's where I found my hope. That's where I found my help. And do you have a Bible like that? Do you have a relationship with your Bible that you can look back down through your life, and when times of trouble came, you underline some places in your Bible, and you maybe when you just reading along, you come to a scripture and you come to a place, and God takes you back to where He met with you, and He spoke to you, and He gave you hope when it felt like life had become hopeless. Anybody testify to that? Surely I'm not alone in that. And so we have been looking at the psalmist David and how he was facing all these hardships and these days of trouble and enemies all around him. And we began talking about not only is our commitment to the Lord brings us hope, and it does. And we talked about our commitment to lingering. That's that last point when we preached Sunday night. David said that it was his heart's desire that he would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And remember, we talked about how he even looked at the birds, how they would put their nest at the altars, and how David looked at that and was so intrigued that they got to dwell in the house of the Lord. And he said, I want that for myself. My greatest desire is that I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever. That ought to be every Christian's heart's desire. That ain't what I come to preach on. I ain't got but 5 minutes, so I got to hurry. But listen to me. Please hear me. You ought to make up your mind tonight, if you hadn't already, that no matter what, No matter how bad life gets, no matter when the day of trouble comes knocking on your door and finds your address, because it will, that you're not going to let the day of trouble discourage you to a point that it pushes you from the house of God.
That's right.
Amen. Because this is the truth. We got to learn who's talking to us. Amen. How many of you remember seeing that little picture, and you got the devil on this shoulder and you got an angel on this shoulder? We got to learn who to listen to, because when the day of trouble comes, and listen, we need a word from God. Brother Jeff, we need a word from God. That's what I just spent 5 or 10 minutes speaking about, from His Word. We need to hear from God. We need hope, and God will speak to us, but can I say, and you can testify to what I'm about to say and say amen, that it's true. The devil senses, and he's got a radar, and he knows when a time of trouble has come to your life. A lot of times he's the one orchestrating it. A lot of times he's the one who's behind it. A lot of times it's him who's trying to pull your family apart. A lot of times it's him who's trying to rip your health apart. You say, the devil can't mess with my health. Could I introduce you to a man named Job? After God moved the hedge and allowed the devil to go and rip down his barns and destroy his cattle and destroy his finances and even kill his children, the devil said, well, sure, he ain't gonna curse you. That's just stuff. That's just people. But if you let me touch him... Remember? And what happened? God removed the hedge and said, all right, go ahead and touch him. And Job's health, I mean, boils from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. I mean, absolute misery. On top of the fact that he was grieving his children, on top of the fact that he had lost everything that he had. And so, don't you know, the devil was whispering in Job's ear. God was saying, trust me, Job. Stay with me, Job. Don't leave me now, Job. I'm doing something that you don't understand. I know you don't understand it. But by faith, Job, stay with me. But don't you know the devil was saying, God failed you. God hates you. Why do you think a loving God, if He loves you so much, why would He allow all these things to happen to you? when it was the devil who was the one doing the destruction. The devil's a liar and the father of it. And he's the accuser of the brethren, and he'll accuse us to God, and he'll accuse God to us. But ain't you glad Job was a man of integrity, a perfect and upright man, a man that eschewed evil. And the Bible said, Job said, though he slay me, yet will I follow. He said, naked came I into this world, and naked shall I return. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He said, I don't know. He said, I looked to my right and I couldn't find him. And I looked to my left. I looked up. If I was to ascend down into the lowest parts of hell, if I was to go up into the... He said, I can't find him nowhere. But you know what Job said? Though I can't find him, and though I don't even know where to look for him, I know that he knows where I am. He said, he knoweth the way that I take. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. Job did not give up on God. Job still had a hope in God. And the same God and the same hope that Job had is the same God and the same hope that David was looking for and found. And if Job found him, and found him to be faithful and found him to be true, and if the psalmist found him to be faithful and true, and they found the hope that only God can give in the day of trouble, can I submit to every one of us, you too, even when you can't see, even when you can't understand, even when it don't make sense, if you will stay, and just like these verses closed out, wait on the Lord. Again, I say wait on the Lord, and I promise you God will come through for you, and he will fight your battles, and he'll put your enemies down, and he will restore you. And just like Job, listen, I'm sure Job couldn't grasp or understand. I'm sure Job, and if you read Job, you can see the mental turmoil. I mean, he was back and forth, and then he had friends, quote unquote. Boy, if you got friends like that, you don't need no enemies. Don't you hate it when you facing the day of trouble, Cricket, and then you got one of these knucklehead numbskulls come up and say, I wonder what sin you did to cause all this. That's about the time I want to take my hand and turn it backwards and pow, and ask for forgiveness later. Boneheaded Baptist. He said, how you know Job's friends was Baptists? Because, Brother David, I've met so many of them that act just like that. When the bottoms fell out, they want to come and start saying, what'd you do to cause this? Far as I can tell, Miss Jamie, Job didn't do anything. Job didn't do it. I mean, he was a perfect and upright man that eschewed evil, and had nothing to do with what with Job's sin. It had everything to do with there was a big God in heaven fighting a war and proving something to a wicked devil, and he was using Job to because he trusted Job, and he said, I can trust Job to pour some trouble out on him. I can trust Job to let the day of trouble arise in his life. And thank God, thank God, thank God. Job 42:10, one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. When Job got through that whole mess, God, the Bible said, and God turned the captivity of Job and gave him twice as much as he ever had before. I'm saying if you'll wait on the Lord, if you'll trust God, even when it don't make sense, if you'll wait on God and just stay focused and stay faithful and keep coming to the house of God. And I mean, don't quit when it gets hard. I mean, listen, that when it gets hard, that's when you dig in. When it gets hard, that's when you buckle down and run to the Word of God and go to your knees in prayer and gather with your brothers and sisters and say, I'm struggling. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Be honest and be open and be humble enough to say, hey, you my church members, I need you. I need you to help me. I need you to get under this burden with me. This weight is so heavy for me. And pray with me and help me bear this burden. And if you'll wait, God's going to turn your captivity And God's going to give you twice as much as you ever had or ever dreamed. You say, you really believe that? Can I give you another Bible verse that backs it up? He said, Brother Alex, he said he'd do exceeding abundantly above that we could ask or even think. I can think of some big things. I can talk about some big things. But God said, beyond your wildest imagination, you write the check bigger than you ever thought I could cash. And not only will I meet it, I'll go above and beyond. He will. And I'm saying that gives me hope. And that gives the psalmist hope. And so we looked at he was committed to lingering around the Lord. And he was committed to loving the Lord. And boy, when God comes through for you like that, listen, it ought to make you love him more. I remember, and I ain't got time. Oh, my goodness. Then I was going to close with, he was committed to leaning on the Lord. Now, I'll get to that, but I want to close with this loving the Lord. He was committed to loving the Lord, and that's what we dealt with Sunday night, but I want to close just with a personal illustration about that loving the Lord. I remember Brother Stephen failing him so bad that I didn't think he could ever love me again. Now, I mean, there may be some of you in here that's so whitey-tied and's always spit white and live right and never failed, never stumbled. Until tonight when you lied about that. The truth is we've all fallen short. The truth is we've all failed the Lord.
That's right.
I mean, the truth is, Brother Ned, I look up to you. You're a hero to me. I mean that. I appreciate you. And these other men in this church that I look up to and have the utmost respect for. But Brother Ned, I know there's been times in your life that you've made a mess.
Yes, they have.
And I mean you failed the Lord, and you were so ashamed. But didn't he love you even the more?
Amen.
Through that?
Amen.
He didn't forget about you. He didn't forsake you. Oh, my goodness. I mean, when I was at my worst, Brother Dennis, he was at his best. When I thought I'd done it so bad and made such a mess that it can never be fixed, I'm glad God fixes broken things. And now, and listen to me, I ain't bragging on sin, and I sure ain't bragging on me, because I still fail him every day, Brother Cameron. But do you know, God takes my life and my wife and my family and gives hope, Miss Jennifer. I had some people tell me this week, we look at y'all's life and think, if God could do that for y'all, as bad as y'all was, and not her, she wasn't bad, she was just going through it with me. But if God could lift y'all, if God could raise y'all, if God's grace was sufficient for y'all, and God was able to salvage y'all's marriage, and God was able to restore your testimony, and God was able to put such hope in your life that he fully restored us and then began using us. Broken, tarnished, scarred and marred. And yet God loved me so much that he lifted me and put my feet back on a rock, established my goings, and said, if you will follow me and if you will stay humble, I take the broken things and I take the base things and I get glory out of it. And this family and these people said to me and my wife this week, they said, we're hopeless. We don't know if we're going to make it. But looking at y'all's life and seeing what God did for y'all and seeing now that God's using y'all after all of the dirty, dark chapters that have been closed in our life and that are under the blood, their exact words was, it gives me hope. It gives me hope that if God could do that for y'all, He can do that for us. Can I say this? Peter never saw 3,000 saved till after he went on a cussing fit. Some of the epistles written in that Bible was only written after some of their greatest failures. You know what I'm trying to say? Many times God has to break you. And I'm talking about break you. I ain't talking about, please don't misunderstand. When I went through what I went through and drug my wife and my family and this church and God's name through the mud, it wasn't something light. It wasn't something that I just said, Lord, forgive me, and expected everything to go back to being normal. No, I'm talking about it broke me. It broke my spirit. It broke my will. But after God breaks you, God will raise you.
Amen.
And God will use you to give hope to others.
Amen.
who are at the bottom and feeling like their life is hopeless.
That's right.
And in closing, I say this. That's why the psalmist said, I'm committed to Him, not just to linger around Him, but I'm committed to Him to love Him. After all He's done for me, I love Him more today than I did yesterday. And my heart's prayer is that I'll love Him more tomorrow than I did today. He gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. The more I learn of Him, the more I love Him. The more I know about Him, the more I love Him.
Amen.
I've never found out anything on God that disappointed me or made me love Him less.
That's right.
The more I found out about Him, the deeper my love grows. And that gives me hope. That I have a relationship and fellowship with a God like that. We looked at our confidence in the Lord provides hope, our commitment to the Lord provides hope. Next time we deal with it, we're going to look at our comfort in the Lord provides hope. And I just touched on it. But my time is way past over. Let's stand together. Father, in Jesus' name, help us, oh Lord, God. Lord, take these jumbled, scattered words, Lord. Oh, Lord, I feel like I made a mess tonight, but Lord, I pray You'd take our scattered words, Lord. And I pray, Lord God, You'd elevate Your word, God, the word of God that was read, God, and encourage somebody not to quit. Encourage somebody who's walked in maybe hopeless, Lord, to see that You are a God of a second, third, and fourth, and as many as it takes, chance. And Lord, You love us. God, there ain't nothing we can do to make You love us less. But oh God, You've done so much for us that it all make us want to love You more. And God, we thank You, Lord, for loving us. We thank You for saving us. Help us, Lord, as we go. our separate ways tonight, God, that we would leave here loving you more, committed, Lord, to you. God, even when it's hard, even when the troubles come, to linger around you, to love on you. We'll thank you in Christ's name. Amen.